Could you comment a little bit on the issue of dosing? You know, we got very, you know, we've seen data in colorectal cancer. Nowadays, people start at a low dose. You know, of course, these are people who have never had a TKI, 80 milligrams, and maybe try to work your way up. In this situation, the patients, quote, tolerated sorafenib. I guess that means no dose reduction. So you start out with a full 160 milligrams of regorafenib. First of all, I know they did that in the trial. Is that what you're doing in your practice, and does it work?
Great question, Neil. I think, you know, the data really suggests that you should start with 160 milligram, the standard dose, and then monitor them very closely, and then implement dose reduction as needed. But having said that, I think, you know, all the clinicians who have a lot of experience with sorafenib, but also, you know, with a lot of experience with regorafenib in the colorectal field, still feel very hesitant to use that approach. You know, it's very common that if a patient, you know, that you have treated, you know, getting exposed to sorafenib for many months, but eventually progress, you're considering regorafenib, and the performance status is definitely not zero, unless it's one, and patients, you know, already starting to have some disease-related symptoms. I think it's very, very common for the clinicians to pause, to start with an intermediate dose, you know, and then see how the patient reacts to the drug for a few weeks, and then, you know, probably reassess whether the dose can be escalated to the full dose. I think this has been in practice. I certainly have used that strategy already. I'm pretty sure it's shared by some of my colleagues. It's just, you know, we don't have as good data as in the colorectal field to suggest that if you start low and slowly escalating to the full dose, your outcome is comparable or maybe even better. We just need that data, yeah.
What about the patient who gets first-line sorafenib and requires a dose reduction, but once the dose reduction is done, they tolerate it well? Will you then still consider regorafenib second-line?
Yes, I will. I think, you know, if they tolerate sorafenib at 400 milligram daily for a certain period of time, I still think it's worthwhile to consider regorafenib. But on the other hand, as I said earlier, perhaps that's the population you will pause a little bit for selecting the right dose to start with. I don't think it's actually very uncommon for clinicians to think about, you know, really starting the regorafenib perhaps at the intermediate dose, see how the patient reacts to regorafenib first.